If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Bake a cake.
This July 4th weekend, the United States has a new constitution, a cake constitution.
We the people who love cake, in order to bake a more perfect dessert, reestablish the standard that true cake is baked from scratch, ensure the use of natural ingredients, provide for the common consumption of dessert in moderation, promote comfort foods, and secure the blessings of sharing dessert with friends and foe, do ordain and establish this constitution for the United Cakes of America.
That's lawyer turned baker, Warren Brown. In 2002, he gave up his career practicing law and opened Cake Love, a Washington, D.C. bakery guaranteed to tempt the senses.
People like dessert and cake so much that you can go crazy with different flavors, and they're gonna taste it, you know? I mean, you bring a cake into the room and everyone's gonna be happy.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in.
Since then, Warren Brown has opened 6 more bakeries in the D.C. area and has just released his second cookbook, The United Cakes of America. The book is a culinary tour full of delectable gâteaux for every state in the country. I visited his Cake Love Bakery at National Harbor on the Potomac River. While there, he showed me how to make his favorite dessert, the black walnut tort.
But what we're doing is just whipping our egg whites on high speed. When they get a really nice volume, not quite stiff peak, but a little bit more, a little bit up there, we'll slowly drizzle in the sugar. And then we're going to whip it until it really holds and becomes a little tighter. Then we'll add in our walnuts.
This cake is inspired from family vacations to Arkansas that Warren Brown took as a child, as well as the black walnuts that grow in Arkansas.
It's an unusual cake because it's got this meringue on top and then the butter cake. You got to slice that. It's a little bit of extra handling. And then this sour cream filling that is more like a custard than anything. So it's untraditional. Unconventional.
As the black walnut tort was baking, I sat down with Warren and asked him how he decided on these really not very traditional and sometimes outright unconventional recipes in his book, The United Cakes of America.
I recognize that this is my take on it, and this is me saying, hey, this is how I think cakes are across the country. Sometimes it's choosing a cake that represents something about the state that people know, cherry trifle. So I use the cherry blossoms as really my inspiration. So sometimes it's a little bit of a loose interpretation I'll take. But others are very true to the state. Smith Island cake is from Maryland. That's the official state cake. For Massachusetts, it's the Boston cream pie. But I also took liberty. You know, I said, hey, Toll House cookies really originate from the Toll House Inn in Massachusetts. And I wanted to make a chocolate chip cookie cake because I just thought it'd be fun. One of the cakes to me that was really special and neat is the Tennessee stack cake. The cake part, the bread part, is really almost like a cookie, almost like a molasses cookie that you roll out as a dough, bake it, and it's real stiff. You could play Frisbee with it. And then the apples are dried apples that you reconstitute, and then they go between the layers. It's just two components going on, but you want to make it as tall as possible. Bake it and then wrap it up and store it in the fridge for at least a day, and everything just kind of comes together. And it tastes really good, and I was really just fascinated to learn about different people and different populations around the country and what they bake as a tradition.
So what if you haven't baked for a long time, and now we've whetted people's appetite, and they want to get your book or bake a cake? Any pieces of advice? We talked about how to whip a meringue, but if people are anxious about basic tasks, whether it be that or softening butter or sifting flour, I mean, anything you might add?
Yeah, nice tips and hints. One of the ways that I try to stay just nimble with stuff is baking scones. I like it because I rub the butter into the flour with my hands. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's not easy. But it's really a good way to stay in touch with the ingredients. There's a recipe for scones in here, even though it's a cake book, because I just love them. I needed to get that in there. But you gotta weigh the flour, and I really recommend you weigh it with a scale instead of scooping and leveling. You'll just get an accurate read of how much flour you need for the recipe. Can't emphasize it enough.
And how do you think the cake itself compares to the trend for small finger food types of delicacies, pastries that we want to take away. I mean, you yourself sell
a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of cupcakes, and I think that the cupcakes are great, but cake is too. You know, cake's never going to go away. And it's a great way for people to have a dessert. Sometimes it's really mobile, so you can take it, you know, on a picnic and stuff. And sometimes it's sitting there in the center of the room. So I think that cake still has a place, and it always will.
It's been a wonderful conversation. I'm really thinking about the black walnut tort. Do you think we could possibly have a slice together?
Absolutely. I want some, too. I do. Sometimes I dust the sides with a little bit of confectioner's sugar. And then I go to the party. You know?
And are the most popular man there.
Well, you know, it's like, I love baking and I love cooking, and I don't want to spend it forever in the kitchen, you know? I mean, I want to sit down, too, and have some fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to keep it as simple as possible, especially when it's a holiday.
Oh, dude.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole dessert.
It's a different experience.
You've got the nut crunch, mm-hmm. and then the sourness of the filling, the tang mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. filling.
Happy 4th of July.
This is magnificent.
Thank you.
And you can see some of the cakes Warren Brown selected for the States in a photo gallery on our website, npr.org.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?